Welcome back, everybody. This is OmniTalk Retail coming to you live from NGA, from the Fusion Group booth, number 1307. Chris and I have been here all day.
We have.
We're going to stay
here. We're going to be here all day tomorrow.
We're going to stay here all day through happy hour from 4 to 5.
Through the bagging competition.
No, we're making it to the bagging competition.
Oh, we're making the bagging competition.
We're leaving and going to the bagging competition.
Yes, we're definitely watching the bagging competition.
Yes, 100%. For sure. But more importantly, we have a very special guest joining us today. Standing between us is Emily Coburn Wright from Coburn's, who's standing between us today, joining us as the SVP of Growth Initiative at Coburn's. It took me a little while to get that one
it
out.
It did, but you
sorry
got it out, Ann. You did well. Whew. It's late in the afternoon, Ann.
It is. I'm like,
haven't
I
had
guess
any
I
lunch.
Need my coffee
You're
and
hanging
some
in there.
Lunch. Yes,
hanging
but
in there.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. How's the show been going so far?
It's been great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been coming for many years, been serving as a board member for a few.
Okay.
And I think that the turnout this year, it continues to be strong. I think we're kind of on the cusp of setting a record for attendance.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think just a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm among the group, especially as we get to know some of these new vendors.
Nice.
And what's the topic du jour right now at the board meetings that you can share if you can? Like, what are people hoping to get out of NGA this year and in the future?
Well, one of the things that I think that the board does just tremendously well at NGA is the advocacy on behalf of the industry.
Okay.
There are a number of key pieces of legislation that we need to continue making progress on to provide relief to grocers.
Yeah.
So that really is the primary focus of NGA right now.
That's great. And we just had Amy McClellan on from Spartan Nash, who's also a board member too. And it's great that we have these representatives to actually inform some of those decisions from the perspectives of all the independent grocers that rely especially so heavily on the organization. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
So, I mean, let's dial it back now. So we've got a large national following, even international following at OmniTalk. And so why don't you set the table first? Why don't you explain what Coburn's is? And then let's talk about your role, because your title is very interesting, Growth Initiatives. Want to learn more about that as well.
Sure. Well, Coburn's, we're a five-generation grocer based in central Minnesota. This year, 2024, we celebrate our 103rd year of business.
Wow.
I represent the fifth generation of the business to be working. For Coburn's, I have a younger brother also who's in that fifth generation. But we operate 77 grocery stores throughout the Midwest. So Minnesota, both Dakotas, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, over the years, we've diversified our business, I think, as a lot of grocers have. So we operate our core brick-and-mortar grocery stores. And then in addition to that, we operate fuel stations. We have pharmacies, liquor stores. We're strong into the e-com business. That's one of my responsibilities. So really tried to branch into complementary types of businesses that complement, that grocery experience.
It's so interesting because I remember when the pandemic hit, Emily, and Coburn's was one of the first major grocers, at least in our region of the country, to do delivery the way that you did that. We're going off topic a little bit or off script a little bit, but I mean, what do you think was so important about what you learned kind of being the early adopters and early movers in that business that helped you throughout the pandemic and now today?
Yeah, well, I think it's fair to say that we were early adopters of providing that online grocery shopping and delivery model to our shoppers.
Yeah, very early.
The history to that is it was 2008, and we purchased a software from a company named Simon's Delivers. And you guys probably were familiar.
Definitely, I remember that.
Yeah. I remember,
And Simon was truly, and his, you know, his team, they were really the pioneers of the industry. You know, but they were true software developers. They didn't have that grocer expertise, and so that's when we came in. We were able to learn. We operated then. We rebranded as Coburn's Delivers, and we operated that business for a number of years. And shortly before the pandemic, of course, not even having any foresight to a pandemic, we scaled that software across all of our brick-and-mortar locations so that we could offer at least grocery pickup in all of our markets.
Okay.
And then in some markets, be able to offer delivery. We did wind up shutting down that original Coburn's Delivers office. We had been operating it as a warehouse fulfillment model. It was just too darn expensive to operate, truth be told.
Right.
Had we had the foresight that the pandemic was upon us, we may have kept it open because yeah. it would have been really good for that business. But you know what? It really served us well because we were able to serve our communities with that online shopping experience across all of our markets. And that's just continued to propel us forward to today.
Got it. So let's bring it back to you then. So talk to us about your role. So growth initiatives. You mentioned e-commerce a little bit, but I imagine it's much more expansive than that, especially as we talk about omni-channel retailing and everything that's about. So.
The areas of the business that I work with would be e-commerce, liquor, fuel, franchise, and pharmacy.
Oh, my God. And so just that.
Yeah.
Just that. Those five or six things.
It's a really fun blend of businesses to work with. As we look at our organization and we look to the future, we know that for the foreseeable future, it's going to be a real challenge to grow the core business within grocery. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to continue our growth as a total organization, we're going to look to really supercharge our performance in the areas that I'm responsible for, and we're on a really good path with that. We have a very dynamic team, very committed team to that future. I mean, we're going to continue investing in the grocery side of our business, but we just know that we're going to have to offset that.
And so those are the core areas that you guys have put a stake in the ground and saying, look, we're going to try to grow in these spaces that you oversee. That's how that should be interpreted.
Yep, exactly.
Got it.
And as you kind of think about being here at NGA, all the things to look at, all the new technology out there, what your core objectives are for Coburn's and your role for this year, what kind of floats to the top when you are thinking about some of the things that you are going to check out here that you think the audience who's coming to NGA should be paying attention to as they're walking the halls?
Yeah, as I think about the areas that I'm responsible for and this show and how I can take back, you know, what I'm learning here, I think that, you know, certainly we are on an e-com journey right now. We are actually replatforming, and we're grand opening our new digital store this fall.
Oh, awesome. I love that.
And so we're trying to envision that online experience as a true store. We think that it sets our employees up for the right frame of mind to be thinking about all of the features and the experiences that we want to give them. And we think it also, you know, for all the partners who are helping us build this digital store, it sets the tone with them too.
Yeah.
So kind of keeping that experience in mind, we're meeting with some of those key partners here.
Okay.
And then I know that I haven't gotten to the booths yet, but I've been told there are some really good franchise partner options who are here today too.
Oh, cool.
So keeping our eyes open for that also. Eyes open.
Yeah, this is kind of a jack of all trades show. There's a lot of things going on at this show. How does that develop, like, from the board's perspective too? Like, how do you guys think about, and what role do you have in putting on the show that actually is here that people are ingesting and taking in?
Yeah, well, I think I have to really give all the credit to the NGA staff.
Yeah.
They are the ones who really listen to the feedback. They, you know, they conduct surveys each year after the conference, and the show has really evolved. Where, you know, years ago, I think when my colleagues and I were attending this, you know, there wasn't the partnership with IGA, who's now here today. They are part. They now attend this show. Mm-hmm. There's also, I think it's the, you know, there's the egg show, which is right next door.
Yeah, right.
And as we think about, you know, farm to fork and that whole experience, you know, all the credit goes to the NGA staff for figuring out how can we continue to provide value to our members, so that there's always something new and that we're evolving with the industry.
Yeah, there's vertical farms for those watching. There's vertical farms right outside in the hallway that you can see. So how many NGAs is this for you? Like,
I mean, it's probably somewhere between, it's probably around 13 to 15. This is my 15th year with Coburn, so I think.
Oh, my God.
So I think okay, and you've been here almost every year. Wow.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, Emily, anything that you think in the industry right now is getting more attention than it should, or like technology? We've heard from some people, AI is the one that they're throwing out there, overrated, underrated. Like, anything else that you've heard in the hallways or after, you know, your presentation this morning that you think might not be worth putting as much time in for some of the attendees as they are, or is maybe the media or reporting makes them think that they should?
Good question. I don't know. I think when you were starting to ask the question, I thought you were going to say, you know, what's the topic that is just getting a lot of the attention that we need to lean into?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give that one.
Do that.
Go for it.
Do that.
For that.
Yeah.
I'm really eager to learn more about retail trade media or retail media.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's one that we, you know, as we're replatforming, we're trying to think about how can we capitalize on that.
Yes.
So I think that's one that's earned. I don't know. You're making me think. I'm finding a lot of value throughout, so I don't have a good answer to the first question.
But nothing overhyped. You really just want to come here to learn, essentially, is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the retail media question, that's a big one for you guys, especially as a regional grocer. That's a tough nut to figure out, a tough nut to crack. So we actually were talking about that earlier this morning,
right,
about the efforts going into helping the small local independent grocers get a handle on retail media as well. So, all right, Ann, well, that was great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for taking the time. And we will be around again this afternoon. Comes up by booth number 1307, Fusion Group's booth. Thanks again to the Fusion Group for helping make all of our coverage of the NGA show possible. And until our next interview later on, Chris.
Be careful out there.